Yo, this is Joe.
And this is your boy, Eli.
On this episode of the Awful Wrestling Podcast, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. Instead of just doing a review of Raw, SmackDown, and Dynamite, we're just going to give our honest perspectives on topics circulating within the world of wrestling. But first, that intro. It's going to be about 35 feet!
So off the rip, we got to talk about the Apollo Crews promo that he cut this week. Bruh, so if y'all don't know, Apollo Crews, like, he turned heel and now he's embracing like his Nigerian heritage. Sounds cool, right? Surface, yes, that sounds cool. Yeah. But now he has an accent. Like, my man's has been in the WWE for like 8 years now, like since 2014 or whatever. And he cut a promo last week where he did an impression of his great grandfather, and now all of a sudden, this week he has a full Nigerian accent that he just talks with this accent the entire time. Where is this coming from, dog?
I have no idea. He got me. He was like, "Did you ride a lion to school?" I was like, "What?"
Yo, and you can't. Yeah,
it was basically like he was just like, people made fun of me for not embracing who, or for embracing who I am, and now I'm fully embracing and I don't want to fit in anymore. It's like, I don't think anybody was judging you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what? It was funny. It was super funny. And it seems like he's still trying to go after Big E still.
He is, bro.
You can't win against Big E, so you change your entire personality. Like, is that what this character is? Like,
that was actually one of the comments. That was one of the comments on YouTube. It was like, Apollo, Big E, can I have another title match? Big E says no, and then Apollo, I'm Nigerian now. Like, that's not going to get you a title shot, bro.
Yeah, that's not it, bro.
Yeah, like, he's just asking for it in different ways or whatever. Like, he was just like, I no longer ask, I do mind the rematch for your championship. I'm just like, that's not going to get you a title shot, bro. Like, it's not automatically going to give you anything. But, like, yeah, and then, like, him trying to act like this was his accent all along. Like, no, like, we've heard you talk for, like, the past 8 years. Like, everybody is telling me, they don't like the new Apollo, but this is really the real Apollo. I was like, no, it's not. It's not the real Apollo. Like, we just heard you do the impression. Like, this is one of the things. It's funny because, like, I remember when Kofi was talking, because he had the, like, back in the day, like, they made him have, like, a Ghanaian accent or something like that.
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be Jamaican.
Yeah, he was supposed to be Jamaican. Yeah, sorry. He was supposed to be Jamaican years ago. And, like, he was like, yeah, but the unfortunate thing is, once you do the accent once, you're going to have to do it, like, on every single phone call, every single interview, like, you in the airport. Like, Apollo is basically going to have to do this for the next few years because he did an impression for, like, 9 seconds. Like, that sucks, bro.
You got to be Nigerian now. Yeah. For me, it was like, I don't know how I feel about him holding the spear. He had a spear and these two random militant dudes next to him. And it's like, where do these people come from? Are they wrestlers? Are they actors? Are they going to be wrestling or doing his bidding for him? It almost feels like the Knights of Corbin, King Corbin kind of situation. Yeah. It's like they got these two people with them, but it's like, is next week, are they going to be there still? Like, is it still a part of his little act? I don't know.
And what happened to them? Like, yeah, like, I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened to them? So it's like, I don't know if they're going to continue to do this moving forward, like, have them two with them, but I feel like they would just to kind of make the character work. But in order for the character to work, he has to beat Big E at this point. Like, he has to beat him. If he loses against Big E, like, this means nothing. It means nothing at all.
Yeah.
And you just look crazy. Like, you switched your character and now you just look, it just doesn't make him look good at all if he ends up losing. So he has to win it. It's almost like a Carmella and Sasha situation. Like, at this point, you got to change the title or the person's new character is going to look delegitimate. Right.
Otherwise, that's the old you with the accent now or whatever. Like, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I see people's comments, like, they're like, I'm Nigerian or I'm African or whatever. Like, I embrace it. Like, it's cool. I'm glad he's doing it. It's like, yeah, I'm with you. I'm cool with that. But why is he doing the accent when we know this man talks like he's from Seattle? You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. Like, I feel like Vince heard it once. Vince heard him say that one line of, like, him doing an impression of his great-great-grandfather. He was like, nah, you got to do that forever now. That's your thing now.
Yeah,
That's your
that's your
thing.
thing.
They're basically
Yeah,
trying to
and
turn him
it's
into Jinder Mahal now. Like,
right. Yeah, it's interesting. And like, I did an ancestry test like last summer. Self-disclosure. But I found out I'm partially Nigerian and Ghanaian. But
Word.
like, just because like I'm a part of those cultures now, and like that's my heritage, doesn't mean I'm gonna talk like a Nigerian now and wear Nigerian clothing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna act
Yeah.
like a totally different person. So like, just to see him doing that, it doesn't make sense from black people watching the show. It's like, that doesn't really feel right. Like, you know what I mean? That's a
Yeah.
little, it makes you a little uncomfortable a bit. Like, why are you portraying something that you're not just because it is a part of you? Like, you
Yeah.
weren't doing that before, so.
Right. It's just getting more comical to me, like, but
Yeah.
in like a cringeworthy type of way. I'm like, oh, they got him going out doing this again.
He looked crazy.
He looked crazy. But what do you think about the debut they had? So Jay Cargo, we've been talking about her for probably since the podcast first started, because we were thinking like, AEW needed a new star. Like, do you think that her debut, when she had the match with Shaq, the tag team match, did it live up to the hype for you?
It didn't. I almost wish they would have had her debut by herself
Solo.
first so we could see what she could do, and then that way we tease into Shaq coming eventually. I think that would have worked. I feel like this built up her hype so big to the point where any little thing she did, I was watching it in the match, like, what's this hype behind her? And really, all she ever did in the match was like she would do like a suplex and then she would pose. She would do a clothesline, stop and pose. You know what I mean? Like, and it was like every little thing she was posing, and it was almost too much. And then I feel like Shaq kind of overshadowed her a little bit. Like, I was more entertained by Shaq than I was by Jade. Like, I was more intrigued by Shaq than I was by Jade. And that kind of messed up for me her debut a little bit, but I'm happy that she is getting this kind of exposure. But it's like we've never seen her wrestle before, and I don't even know she has a wrestling background for real. So I don't know. It's interesting to like see her in the tag match. I like to see her by herself first and see her hold on a full match alone. But I don't know. Maybe they had a reason for doing it this way.
I'm a partially agree with you, Blood. I'm a partially agree with you. And
Partially.
here's why. I kind of
Yeah.
likened it to what was that, Matt, when Ronda Rousey debuted at WrestleMania. Not on like that big of a stage, but I likened it to what she was. It was Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus what, Triple H and Stephanie. To me, it was meant to be that type of match, like where it was just
Gotcha.
so ridiculous, so over the top. If there was a live crowd, I'm sure they'd be like, hyped up into it like that. Just like on a, like a
There were some
celebrity
fans there.
level, there was some fans there
Yeah.
like that. I feel like, again, I'm with you. Like, I would rather see her completely dominate somebody like in a solo match. You know what I'm saying? Like in like a squash match or something like that. And she do a couple of big spots or whatever. And yeah, Shaq did kind of overshadow her with the spots. This is like, you're watching this, like, okay, can Shaq wrestle? Like, what is Shaq gonna do? Does he know how to do a body
Yeah.
slam? Okay, he can do a power bomb. Okay, what's next? All right, he went through a table. Like, so a lot of the eyes in this match were kind of on Shaq, but I feel like I should have just strictly been on Jade fighting
Yeah.
this other girl. And I'm just like, that kind of like lightened the debut for me. But I still think it was a strong debut. I thought it was
Yeah.
dope.
Yeah.
I didn't see a whole lot of moves from her. I mean, I saw the flexing and the posing and stuff. I didn't see like a whole lot of moves from her. I still like her. I still like the hype or whatever, like behind it or what. I think she can be a big star. I like the fact that she has the what's that Victoria's move? Is it the Widow's Peak? The Black Widow?
Yeah. Widow's
She
Peak,
has
yeah.
that as a finisher. That's a perfect finisher for her. So
It is, yeah.
it was dope. Did it live up to the hype? Not necessarily, because you had the Shaq element and Shaq kind of stealing her shine during the match. But I still do want to see more, and I still want to see her take over the division. Like, she still has everything to be a star.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like I didn't have a problem with her posing and flexing. I thought that was cool, but it was just like I felt like in her first match, she was showing off a lot, but it was like I haven't seen enough of you for you to be showing off for me to care about you showing off. You know what I mean? Like
Okay.
I kind of wanted to see more of like her moveset and what she could do, but she was still pretty solid and good. I just felt like I was more entertained by Shaq because it's like we've never seen him really wrestle, and he was pretty solid. Like, he was really good. He was intimidating.
I was
So
scared it
I
was going to
don't.
be Bacho Mania, bro, when I saw Shaq.
It was a good match. I'm
Yeah.
also surprised that they did it as like the opening match and not the
Right.
main event, because they could
Yeah.
have built around it the whole show and built up more of the hype, but they opened with it. But I don't know. It was still entertaining and good to watch. I would like to see more, like you were saying, just more from her by herself.
Yeah. I expected
So
Shaq to like trip over his feet and like botch a drop kick or something like that. So he impressed me, bro. Like,
he
he
was
actually impressed
good.
me. He definitely went to wrestling school and all that. Unlike
He was
Bow Wow,
solid.
Soulja Boy, you know what I mean?
Yes,
The stuff
Soulja
on
Boy.
Twitter, the tweets. I don't know if they're so with Bow Wow said he's been training with Rikishi and stuff. Like, so I think it's possible. I think it's slightly possible that we may see Bow Wow wrestle in like a one-off match or something like that. But Soulja Boy, like,
You, I don't want to see it, man. Cause Soulja Boy, like, he's not even in like shape. I feel like he'd be super skinny coming in the ring, and it would just be laughable. Like him against, like, to say, like, if it was him versus Randy, like, just imagine Randy standing next to Soulja Boy in the ring.
That's embarrassing, bro. Yo,
That's
remember when? Do
embarrassing.
you remember when Soulja Boy was training to fight Chris Brown or something like that? It was something silly.
Oh
Dude
yeah.
was in the
It's supposed to be a boxing match, and
was
then
supposed to be a
Floyd
boxing
Mayweather
match.
came in and tried to get a contract signed or something for an actual match. It was way too much. It was way too much. But I don't know. I'm really hoping Soulja Boy doesn't step into the ring. I hope it's just a Twitter beef and it stays that way and he doesn't come around. But I feel like with WWE, they probably will try to build up on the hype and do like a Soulja Boy and Bow Wow versus Randy Orton and T-Bar situation. I can see them trying to do something like that.
And the
I
thing
hope
is, if
not.
they throw in the bag, he'll take it. You know what I mean? Like, if they throw some cash, be like, because we got Bad Bunny wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, we got Bad Bunny in the WWE. And I feel like he's actually going to be at WrestleMania, like wrestling in a match.
I can see that. I can see that.
I think they're saying it's Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus The Miz and Morrison. Like, they actually want to book that. Like, that's legit going to happen.
Yeah. And I actually will watch it and be entertained by it too, because they've kind of built it up the right way, and you could tell that Bad Bunny respects the business.
That's the
And
biggest
the
thing.
yeah, and the few spots that he has done, he's did them pretty good. He hasn't looked botchy at all. I just think that he really needs to get in the ring and practice some moves. But in a tag match, it kind of like covers up any flaws he might have. So I feel like it might be an entertaining match. So we'll have to see what happens.
And that's actually what I took from the Jade Cargill thing with the Shaq thing. Like, I was like, so that's why I was somewhat mad. Like, she didn't have a solo match, but then also I understood it. Same thing they would do with Ronda. When you have a debut and it's a tag team match, it covers up the flaws and possibly, like, one person not being as good as the wrestler. Like, we don't know if, like, what Shaq would look like in the ring for 8 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it's just gonna look a little bit weird. Same thing with Jade, like, debuting. It may be a little weird if it's just 8 minutes of her in the ring. Just posing there may or may not know what to do, you know what I'm saying? So I understand it being a tag match, so that's why I understand the Bad Bunny thing. Like, okay, that makes sense. At least he respects the sport. But with Bow Wow Soulja Boy, it's just like, that's just
Yeah, we don't want to see
we don't
that.
wanna nobody wants to see that, bro. Nobody wants to
I'm not trying to
see
see Superman crank that on top of Randy, and Randy's trying to sell it. Like, it won't be believable. I don't want to see it. Please don't do this, Vince. Please don't do this.
please don't book it. And by the way, when I think it was at, I don't know if it was at the exact same night, but whenever Paul White, aka the Big Show, debuted, he did say that there was a major star in the world of wrestling that's going to sign a multi-year contract at AEW Revolution, which if people are listening, that would be today, pre-recorded. I think they said it was like a Hall of Fame level superstar, and like a lot of the internet's basically been speculating. Some people said like it could be CM Punk. Some people said it was Batista. I think they both shot that down. But a lot of other people are saying like it could be like Brock Lesnar or Kurt Angle. Like, what do you think about that? And have you like thrown any names in the hat? Anybody you think? Because clearly, personally, like when I hear that, like, a major star in the world of wrestling coming over that's like on a Hall of Fame level, I think of, somebody from WWE, which most likely, you know what I mean? Like, that's just the most respected company. Like, what do you think about that? Like, who do you think it could possibly be?
So
At the risk of being
initially,
wrong.
initially I thought it was going to be Big Show himself. Like, this is some type of heel move for him to be like, somebody's going to sign, and we're thinking that he's going to be like an on-air personality, but then Revolution comes and it's Big Show. He's or Paul White, he's going to be the one that's actually supposed to be debuting. That's
That
what
would
I thought.
actually make a lot of sense.
That's what I thought at first, because I was like, why? So you're new, you just got here, and you're putting all your attention towards another wrestler that's coming. Like, that didn't make sense for real. But unless they just do go that way. But I had a feeling like he's gonna say, surprise, it's me, or something like that, and then he gets all
I'd
this
be
heel
pissed if I
heat.
watched that. I did that, bro.
He gets all this heel heat, so I don't know. But and then there was a video clip, I don't know if you saw it, that Kurt Angle posted on Twitter of him lacing up his boots. He's lacing up his boots. He put on like his jacket with all the stars and stripes on it. He put on like his ring gear, and then he was like showing off his chest. He's in shape, so I'm thinking it might be Kurt Angle.
I'm thinking
I don't want to see it because Kurt's kind of he's a little up there in the age, and like last time I seen Kurt wrestle, I didn't really enjoy it too much. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's in better shape than he was before since he's had time off, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
The one reason I personally say it could be Kurt is because WWE didn't give him the proper retirement when they made him face Baron Corbin in WrestleMania. Like, gotcha. I know he wanted to retire, and he would have probably wanted to stay an extra year if they gave him the right opponent. The whole Jason Jordan thing didn't work out. He got injured. Like, none of his retirement went exactly the way it should have gone. Mm-hmm. So I actually would throw his name out there as, like, probably the biggest possibility of it. Simply because, like, he didn't retire the way he wanted to, and there's a lot of talent in AEW, like Kenny Omega. There's some, like, one-time matches that, like, have not happened before that could possibly happen in AEW. But also Brock, just because he's pretty much willing to take the bag. Like, it doesn't matter.
He is, yeah.
It doesn't matter if everyone hates him. It doesn't matter if nobody wants him to come back. Like, he will go face your champion at WrestleMania. Like, he does not care, bro. So Brock... Like, if you throw Brock Lesnar in the bag for him to come to AEW, he will do that. And I could definitely see Brock versus Kenny Omega for the title.
Right. But I don't know. I'd rather see Brock versus Lashley. Like, because Lashley, he now has the title, you know, on Raw. And I would rather see Lashley versus Brock than for Brock to come over and just wrestle Kenny Omega or Jon Moxley. Like, I don't know. That's what I would rather see. And then, I don't know, like, I feel like in the past couple of years, Brock has either went to WWE or UFC, so I don't really see him going to AEW, but that would be a big shock if they pulled that off and got Brock. Then I'd be like, AEW is winning. Like,
right. And I think that's what they want to say. Yeah. And it's funny you said that, because I was actually going to ask you, who do you think is going to be Lashley's Mania opponent?
It's got to be Brock.
And it has to be Brock. Like, if they put Lashley up against Drew, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, not saying anything about you know, Drew McIntyre, because he has put on a lot of good matches during the pandemic, but I feel like the real blockbuster is clearly Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. Like, this match has never happened.
Yeah,
it's definitely like that's like that would be like a main event of Mania type match. You know what I mean? Like, I can't see Lashley facing The Miz. I can't see Lashley in a triple threat with The Miz and Drew. Like, Lashley versus Lesnar is clearly the biggest match on the card. You know what I mean?
You got to do it. We've never seen it before. It's these two big wrestlers that have similar builds. They had similar, like, build-ups when they first debuted. Like, it just makes sense. You know what I mean? And just think of the promo packages of these two. Yeah. And even if they had Paul Heyman join Brock for a second just for this match, and it was Paul and MVP trading words on the mic, talking about their how they're advocating for their advocates. Like, I don't know. It makes sense.
I can see that.
It makes sense to me, but we'll see what they end up doing. I think him versus Drew would be interesting, but I feel like you'd have to throw Bobby, Drew, and Miz or something, or Drew and someone else, and then just have him go over those two.
Yeah, it couldn't be a solo match.
Yeah, because you still got to make them look strong, and if they plan on having Bobby as the champion long term, you definitely got to make him look strong. I mean, because he just got the title. He has to win it. But I feel like Brock versus Bobby would make the most sense. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And like with the Brock thing, I personally thought that was a reason why they put the belt on Lashley. Like, motivation wise, like, I've been going over it. I was like, why did they put a belt on Lashley? Because, like, it just seemed so random on Monday or Night Raw. I was like, okay, either Vince saw him and he thought, like, he's a monster, and like, okay, he just saw him one day and just realized what he had and was like, all right, we should use him more. Or he saw him and he was like, the match should be, you know, Lesnar versus Lashley. You know, I also thought it could possibly be to stop like WWE talent from going over to AEW, because you know, with like Rusev and Dean and like Jake Hager and now Big Show, like, I personally think that, you know, in Vince's head, he could be like, all right, we put the belt on one of our guys that's been kind of stagnant lately to like encourage some loyalty and like staying in the company. Like, that's another possibility as well. Like, I don't know. Like, but to me, like, if you're not doing the Lashley versus Lesnar match, I don't even know why you would give it to him. Like right now, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it would make sense. So, like, speaking of Mania, I'm thinking, what if they have Rhea Ripley debut soon and she ends up having a match heading to Mania? Mm-hmm. But more so, like, when do you think she'll debut? Because they keep showing her promo package, but we don't know when she's going to show up. And I feel like it wouldn't make sense to do it now, but if they do it now, it's got to lead to something at Mania.
Right.
But when do you think she's gonna end up debuting, or do you feel like she's gonna debut soon, or?
I actually think that she would debut like on a Raw after Mania, because the Raw after Mania, that's when they typically have like somebody get called up. Like I can also see like an Adam Cole or somebody like that coming up. So it seems a little late to me to book her in a feud for Mania, because what's that, like a month or 2 months? Like you can't really get a heat on anybody in like a month's time, unless, you know, like I don't know. That just to me that doesn't make sense. I could see her debuting, but I feel like it's one of those Raw after Mania attack the champion type deals. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. And that probably would make more sense, actually. Ooh, because maybe it would be Flair taking the title off
Charlotte.
Asuka.
Right.
Yeah, Charlotte Flair taking the title off Asuka. And then you had the Charlotte versus Rhea thing at Mania last year. Maybe it's
Right.
Rhea getting revenge on Charlotte for taking away like whatever shine she had or whatever. That actually
Right.
would probably make more sense. But I
It
was
makes
just
perfect
thinking,
sense. Yeah.
I was actually just asking because like they're showing her debut package now, and I'm like, are they gonna have her debut before Mania? So that's why I was just wondering like what your thoughts were. But it would make sense to be after WrestleMania on the Raw after. So
Yeah,
we'll have to
because like,
see what they do.
because Fastlane is coming up, and this is such a weird time to debut somebody at Fastlane. Because typically, with women in the WWE, like when it's leading up to Mania and you don't have a storyline, they're gonna throw you in like an 8-man tag team match or something like that. That's the unfortunate reality. Or like the Battle Royal, but it's like it's not necessarily for anything. We already have Bianca fighting Sasha, and we already have clearly we can see that Asuka is gonna, you know, be following Charlotte. Like that seems like the match. So yeah, I feel like it's a little late to book her in anything other than the Raw after Mania.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, that was another episode of the All For Wrestling Podcast. And just remember, if you did not like it, we told you it was going to be trash from the jump. It's All For Wrestling Podcast.
If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe on the podcast app of your choice. Also, follow us on Instagram at Offer Wrestling Podcast and on Twitter at Offer Wrestling One. We also accept donations.